listener production.
Good morning, I'm Amy Ross. One in four hospital beds could close, with nurses voting to take industrial action as part of a pay dispute. They've rejected a 3% boost, giving the state government 2 weeks to come up with a better offer. Premier Jacinta Allen telling us they're working on the deal now.
Well, we're in that negotiating period, and we'll work through that with the nurses. And it's fair enough, they've given us that time frame to work towards.
The future of Bonza is uncertain, with the airline grounding all flights until at least tomorrow. Mildura Airport says no Bonza flights will be running at all this week, but that's subject to change. Opposition Deputy Susan Lee telling the ABC it's devastating for regional Australians.
I do want to see this government doing everything it can to get Bonza back in the air and to recognise that competition in the aviation sector and access to regional routes in regional Australia must be top of the list when they consider airline policy.
And Westpac says it's holding off on closing any more of its regional branches, including those around Bendigo and Mildura, through to at least 2027. It comes as the Senate inquiry into bank closures in regional Australia begins to wind down, with the latest public hearing held just last month. The bank's Jason Yetton says the move provides certainty.
I think that's good for our people. It's good for the communities. It's good for customers because it gives them certainty to plan the future.
In sport, Ash Connick from Sandhurst has been named the coach of the Bendigo Footy League's representative side. It's after his successful season last year, where he took the Dragons to the grand final. Players for the competition will be named in the next few weeks, ahead of Bendigo's first game against the VAFA on July 6th. And our Impul's Nick Mee will be out of the Sunraysia Footy League for the next few weeks after suffering a shoulder and arm injury.